3, 2, 1.
This is Remzo Republic,
the clash of punk rock and politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one, the only Remso Republic podcast, your home for great conversations about great things. And what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about the great cause of liberty, as always. Welcome back, old and new listeners alike. For everyone that's coming on board of season two, I just want to start off and say thank you. This has been such a phenomenal season. Whether it was you guys helping us fill up the Swagger Wagon, hashtag Swaggin, I love that. I'm going to copyright that, Swaggin, before, like, Jay-Z or Chance the Rapper takes it, makes $1 million off my idea. Anyway, or to even the fact that recently, and it'll be a little bit of time after this, by the time, you know, you guys hear this episode, but at the time that we're recording this, we are trending on iTunes for news and politics. We're in the top 100. It was so insane because we had spent so much time marketing the show and making sure that our advertisers were working and people were listening. We didn't know that anyone was actually responding to it. I mean, it's kind of slow sometimes. It was so weird. I checked the rankings for that day, and usually I never see us, but I saw us there. We were at number 30. I mean, we beat the big leagues, folks. I mean, the big boys, like, we just straight up throat punched them, and I did not see that coming. And we jumped up to 26, and now we're, by the time I'm looking at this, we're at, like, we were at 44, and now we're at 48. And we're probably going to drop out a little later, unless things keep getting more awesome. But I mean, season two has just been so phenomenal. This is a good time to jump in, because during the time between season one and season two, I just been preparing for a Hillary Clinton presidency. And you know, it's really easy to talk about all the terrible things that are happening, but every once in a while, and I'm not saying things are perfect, but things are a lot better than they could have been. For example, like, I love most of Trump's cabinet picks and all these agency picks. Whereas if Hillary Clinton for EPA, and we saw this, she just said, put a random black guy there for EPA. I mean, think of the bullets we dodged, but enough with the Trump talk. This is a great time to be alive, especially if you want to protect yourself and stay alive. Where am I segueing into? The fact that we have Republicans, they control 33 governorships, most state legislatures, the federal government. If you want to actually carry, if you want to actually protect yourself, if you want to actually practice your Second Amendment rights, this is a great time to be alive. And I want to go ahead and talk a little bit more about that. A few weeks ago, you remember Nick Hamilton from Christians for Freedom. He brought up national carrier reciprocity. And a lot of you tweeted me back and you're like, what is that? I'm glad you asked, because I went ahead and brought in someone who's kind of an expert on that. He's the activist of activists. He can't say anything without putting gun at the end of a sentence. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Stein. Jordan, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so good time to be alive for gun rights or not?
It's a hopeful time to be on, to be living for gun rights, you know, with the Republican-controlled House and Senate and White House. Hopefully we can actually reclaim a lot of the lost ground of the Obama years and actually start to reinstate some of the Second Amendment rights that we've lost.
Lost ground. Now, I know a lot of people, when they hear that, they think of all the attacks. But when you look at it, when you look at, like, 2001 onward, we had a lot of gun legislation that was pushed through the Bush administration. If you actually just look at it from just a progress standpoint, gun rights and gun rights activists, they made more progress in the Obama years than otherwise. I mean, I think you were the one that told me one time he was the best gun salesman from 2012 to 2016.
Obama was definitely an excellent gun salesman.
We can talk about him now, because now I can freely talk crap about him. So let's just keep going.
Yeah, Obama, he was definitely a gun salesman. You know, there were record numbers of gun sales throughout his administration. I just now think that from the statistics that I've seen, they just now started to slowly die off, but they're still soaring. People are still buying guns, you know. So it's pretty crazy how many people just wanted to be armed and are now armed after Obama than were before.
It's because all the Democrats are freaking out now. I've never seen so many Democrats talk about secession, gun rights, state rights. in the same conversation. It's so weird.
Yeah, I think they would have. They've now realized the importance of the Second Amendment.
It's strange because you look at Chicago and my buddy Tim Preuss from the Tim Preuss podcast. I love something he does at the beginning of every episode. What he does is he talks about the current state of the national debt, and then he goes on and talks about the number of murders in Chicago. And I mean, what would we do without them to remind us?
It does have the nickname of the murder capital of the world. Larry Pratt, who's a great leader for gun rights, I saw him tweet it out today. That Chicago has had 400 people shot today.
What's the nickname for it? Because you brought up Larry. Larry tweeted out something. It was like Chirac.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going. So many people, and it's not just gangbangers just offing each other, which is great because it's less gangbangers on the streets. But, I mean, I heard about this child that was walking home, and he just got shot in the head. This woman was walking with her, like, two-month-old child, and it's ridiculous.
It's terrible, but the sad thing is if you want to legally carry a gun, it's next to near impossible because of all the hoops you got to jump through, you know? But this brings up an Uber driver in Chicago. He actually got all the paperwork and the permits and the permission slips to carry a gun, and he prevented a mass shooting a few months ago. So
why didn't this get on the news? Like, that's something that I'd want to hear about.
Well, you know, there's a lot of fake news going on.
What?
So shocking, right? So that's probably, you know, we're probably trying to sort through all the fake news. But, you know, when citizens can carry, you know, that's when they actually stop the mass shootings. But when you restrict the right of them to carry, that's when you have the crime and the just all the violence, you know. And that kind of hits home to an issue for me is I am a strong proponent of constitutional carry.
I would have never known that.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't think that you should have to get a permit to carry a gun. Here in Virginia, I love Virginia, but you can open carry in most places at 18 without a permit. And some people might have mixed feelings about open carry or whatever. It's the law, right? But if I want to put a coat over my gun, you know, so it's concealed, so it's hidden.
You just commit a felony.
Yes, you are no longer a law-abiding citizen. Mm-hmm. Unless you wait till you're 21 and you go through a permitting process. And to be honest, it's not that bad of a permitting process, but nonetheless, you're still denied or delayed your right to bear arms. And in my view, you know, a right delayed is a right denied. You know, we should not have to get a permission slip, as I like to call it, before, you know, carrying your .38 revolver.
Yeah, and I want to rewind a little bit because, you know, we just brought up Chicago. We just brought up all these things that are happening. There are a lot of people that talk to they talk to big talk, and now it's their time to actually go make a difference, and it's not happening. And I know that for Democrats, they feel like losers because, well, they lost because they were losers. But, I mean, you've got a whole bunch of people that are reaching across the aisle, like, I'm going to screw up her name. So I'm not going to say it. She's the congresswoman from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I mean, she and Congressman Tom Garrett and Congressman Thomas Massie, I mean, they were, you know, they've been doing great in terms of foreign policy and, you know, our military policy as we look at things like Syria and what's going on in North Africa and things like that. So here you have a Democrat that's actually taking the opportunity to do something good. And in this case, it's actually pushing in the direction of more liberty. Because, you know, it's you're looking at the actual effects of U.S. foreign policy, good and bad. And for her, I mean, what I really admire about her, she's an advocate for soldiers. I mean, when it comes to that, she's really one of those people that, you know, the politics ends when you're talking about our men and women in uniform and their families. But there are a lot of Democrats that when you talk about things such as inner city issues, they constantly bring up, oh, income inequality, oh, access to schools. When it comes to the issue of guns, especially so many liberals are actually looking at, you know, purchasing firearms and things like that, you think they'd be relaxing things in cities like Chicago? Do you think they're just kind of like, it's just talk and they don't care. Where is this going? Because the classic
line of the Democrats and the gun controllers are, well, we have to close the gun show loophole. Well, I was at a gun show a few weeks ago, and I looked all over the gun show, and I couldn't find the loophole, you know? So you couldn't find the loophole because there's not one, you know? It's what it's an attack on words, you know, and they just don't want to be honest about the law. They make up these blurry words and they hide it, and like, oh, there's this loophole. When in reality, there's really not.
Jordan, I want to go ahead and keep talking about this conversation, but first we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. Folks, you're listening to the Remsa Republic with our special guest, Jordan Stein. Hang on tight. We'll be right back in a moment.
The voice of the Liberty Generation. Remsa W. Martinez.
Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Remsa Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
Hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with the hooker.
Them yelling
at me on Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
Large lady with like tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over, engine trouble, and what happened? I don't know.
Seriously though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out PreussPodcast.com for more. That's Preuss Podcast.com.
Make sure to visit LibertarianWingMedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want when you want. Just email alexmerced at alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Folks, welcome back. We've got Jordan Stein talking about everything gun-related tonight. I want to touch something that we brought up at the beginning of the episode. People are curious about national reciprocity, and for those that think they know it, there's a lot of stigma, and there's a lot of, everything's a talking point, so people have kind of created an echo chamber. So just kind of explain, what's national carry reciprocity, and how are we looking at things going forward with that?
So let me get back up and just give some more general context. When you go to get a concealed carry permit, or the permission slip, as I like to say, that permit is good in so many states. And it's on you as the gun owner and the concealed carrier to find out what states that permit's good in. So I have a Virginia carry permit, and when I go home to North Carolina, my permit's good, so I can carry all over North Carolina with my Virginia carry permit, no problem. But if I go up to the People's Republic of Maryland, then there is no reciprocity there, so I can't legally carry a firearm with my Virginia permit. And what national reciprocity does is it fixes that. So if you have a permit, or as the specific legislation in Congress right now says, if you can legally carry a gun in your home state or have a permit to carry a gun, then you can carry that gun across the nation. You know, when you have a driver's license, you don't have to have a different driver's license when you go from Virginia to North Carolina. And so it's the same way with the carry permits. And it's even more so because a self-defense is an inalienable right. So it's even more important. So it's essentially nationwide carry. So if you're from Vermont, which is a permitless carry state, a constitutional carry state, like I talked about earlier, you could carry in New York City without a permit per the new legislation in Congress.
So national carry reciprocity, it's essentially the same thing as constitutional carry. Or does it just pertain to having the right to actually conceal carry?
With the specific legislation in Congress right now, if you're from a constitutional carry state like Vermont or Maine, then you could constitutionally carry across the country without a permit under this the current legislation.
Okay. So, yeah, and this is crazy because I think you sent me an article a few weeks ago. There was this woman that was going from, was it New Jersey to New York, and she had a firearm in her car. And long story short, that woman's a felon now, and she had her entire life ruined. And then there was another guy that had kind of like the same situation. He went across state lines, had a firearm, had the permit for everything, and something happened. And a cop asked him, and he said yes. And next thing you know, he's spending like 10 years in jail.
Yeah, well, Sheneen Allen, as I feel like you referenced the first time.
That's her.
She was going from Pennsylvania into New Jersey, and she had just got a gun. She got her carry permit. She was completely legal in Pennsylvania to carry concealed, but she was going to, I believe it was her son's birthday party in New Jersey, got pulled over and told the officer that she had a firearm, and then she was a criminal. And now, thankfully, to a lot of gun organizations that have, you know, she's now been pardoned of that. But, you know, she spent 40 days in jail.
And that was before the actual trial. That was just waiting for trial.
Yeah, to my knowledge. So, you know, she didn't pull her gun on anyone. She was simply driving down the road, got pulled over for something that would have been completely legal a few miles back across the border in Pennsylvania.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Because just right there, this gets kind of dicey because now we're talking about the cops. But in an instance like that, I mean, I've been pulled over for stuff. You know, I got pulled over driving from D.C. to Lynchburg, and I got pulled over in Charlottesville because there was a call on alert because apparently some guy in a car similar to mine had done something. So they pulled me over, searched me, checked my license. But they noticed that there was something wrong with one of my back headlights. And they were just like, hey, I should ticket you for this rear light issue, but I'm just going to let you off with a warning. And cops do that all the time because it's not worth it. Because you've got cops that are just like really, really anal about it, and they're just looking for every little thing to happen to give you a ticket for. And then you've got cops who are, you know, they're citizen police, and they're just like, hey, you've got this problem. Go fix it. Couldn't they have let her off with a warning?
You know, I don't know what the law enforcement could have done there, but New Jersey generally is no friend of the Second Amendment. They have pretty much any type of legislation or gun control legislation on the books. And, you know, obviously it hasn't done anything to solve their crime.
New Jersey, I just remember this. They don't even have it in their state constitution. They don't have anything mentioning firearms.
Well, you know, and they are a may issue state. So if you want to carry a gun in New Jersey, and you go through all the paperwork and you get the requirements, which in my view is an infringement already, mm-hmm. you know, and you go through everything. And then when you ask the government for permission, they still may not give you a permit, even though you go through all of the requirements. So, you know, it's next to impossible to legally bear arms in New Jersey, yet that doesn't stop all the criminals. And it literally harms the otherwise law-abiding citizens like Sheneen Allen.
Yeah. So I can just think of this popping up right now. A lot of liberals are like, well, you know, it's a state rights issue because, you know, the federal constitution, you know, that only goes so far. It restricts the actions of the federal government. But in terms of,
state constitutions like New Jersey, because it's not mentioned, they could technically do whatever. Is that a state rights issue or is that a natural rights issue?
Well, in my view, everyone in the world has a right to defend themselves. You know, the Second Amendment doesn't give you the right to bear arms. It's a God-given, inalienable right that every person has within himself as a human. You know, so, and that right to defend yourself shouldn't be infringed by any government. And that's what the Second Amendment states, you know. So it doesn't say, you know, we're giving you this right. It's saying that this right, you know, that you already have shall not be infringed, you know. So, and there's several, you know, justifications for it. So you know, the 14th Amendment, which, you know, a lot of people say applies it to the states, the Bill of Rights. You have, and there's other clauses in the Constitution that people cite to justify it. So, no, I don't feel like this is infringing upon states' rights at all, because, you know, it's an inalienable right. It's not a right created by the government. It's given to you by God as being a human.
Gotcha. Jordan, we're going to keep this conversation going, but first we're going to go ahead and hit our final commercial break. Folks, hang on tight. The conversation continues right after this.
We'll be back shortly.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemzoRepublic.com.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced Cast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Commons is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcast and Logging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Folks, welcome back to our final segment. Jordan, I think we had a pretty good segue earlier, because we went from talking about just the legality of everything to the understanding that, you know, self-defense, it's not something that's granted to you by anyone. It's something that's actually inherent. And when it comes to this, there's one issue that I think Republicans are really skittish on, because when people bring it up, and I'm going to mention in a moment, but, you know, to build up anticipation, they think of, you know, Trayvon Martin. They think of, you know, hate crimes. They think of things that typically are really dicey. I mean, Black Lives Matter is still around. It's 2017. They're still around causing trouble and stuff. The big elephant in the room is this: stand your ground. There are a lot of states that are trying to attack their stand their ground laws. There are some states that are actually expanding it. I know Thomas Massey wanted to create federal legislation that will allow for blanket stand your ground laws throughout the country. What's the deal with that right now?
Well, you know, and it's kind of going to go back to, as I stated earlier, you have a God-given and inalienable right to defend yourself, no matter where you're at. If you're lawfully in a place, you know, you're not causing trouble, you're not robbing the place, you know, and someone wants to take your life, then then you should be able to defend yourself. And that's really the whole point behind the stand your ground laws. You know, if you're peacefully living in your house and you hear a bump in the night, an unfriendly bump in the night, then you should be able to protect your castle. You know, and there's so much backing this up, even with biblical roots. There's common law roots. There's so much going back to, you know, every man is able to defend
himself. I'm going to stop you right there. I mean, we go to Liberty University, and you would think that the most conservative college in America, people would all be on board with this. But Jordan, I mean, you and I have both seen this. There are enough people who are evangelical Christians and hardcore conservatives that think that when it comes to the issue of self-defense and guns, you know, you just need to be completely pacifistic in a way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who love Jesus, and I don't doubt their sincerity one bit, but they're just quite skeptical about, you know, self-defense, you know? But when someone is trying to kill people, to take their innocent people's lives, and that is an act of pure evil. And in my view, the most loving thing someone could do is to stop the threat. And stopping the threat is going to actually, you know, be the most loving thing you can do to protect your fellow man, your innocent man.
Yeah, because I don't think I can think of a single person that if someone was about to go into their child's classroom and murder everyone, they had the opportunity to take a handgun and end it. I don't think I can name a single person, no matter how far to the left they are, that would say, no, I'm going to just let them do it, or I'm going to try and attack them with, I don't know, some pencils and an eraser.
Or throw canned goods at them, as one school proposed.
Oh my gosh, one school proposed, there's this college, I think it's in Pennsylvania, where they basically attacked the student-led gun rights group there, and they gave out this how to prevent rape and sexual assault class. And the solution was for women to lay down and soil yourself.
That is the most, almost one of the most obscene things that I've heard. You know, instead of, you know, urinating on yourself, you should shoot back. You know, that's the solution
to
stop rape.
That's the ultimate equalizer.
Yeah.
It transcends race, it transcends sex, it transcends politics, it transcends anything. Yeah. It's a natural right.
It's a right inherent among man, given to you by God to defend yourself from those who want to do evil.
So to kind of wrap things up, go full circle, you know, we touched on a lot of areas. This is progressing. Things are getting better. Are there any things that worry you? Any things that you don't think people are focusing on enough?
Well, one of the big issues that I say is constitutional carry. You know, it's been introduced into a lot of states. You know, and in my view, if you have a Republican control of all the state legislatures and the governorship, then constitutional carry is one of those no-brainer issues. You know, right now we have a dozen states that have constitutional carry. And I think, like, 50 states should have constitutional carry, you know? That would fix the whole reciprocity mess, you know? So carry reciprocity is important, and really, this shouldn't be an issue, you know, with reciprocity. It really should just go through the House, go through the Senate, and put it on Trump's desk as soon as possible.
Definitely. Jordan, if there's one thing, and I think you've covered most of it, but if there's just one big thing you want people to carry home, what is that message?
You know, just realize how important defending yourself is. You know, not everyone wants to carry a gun, and I get that. But just because you don't want to carry a gun, don't say I shouldn't carry a gun. And if you're comfortable carrying a gun, then get trained responsibly and stay armed. Because if we don't fight for our rights, we'll lose them.
Definitely. Jordan, if people want to catch up with you online, learn more about the organizations you're passionate about and everything, Where how can they contact you? How can they learn more?
Yeah, well, I tweet a little bit, so you can follow me on Twitter at JKStein47.
Gotcha. Jordan Stein, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been a blast, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Folks, this is one of those times where things are actually going in the favor of freedom. We don't often see that. And whether or not you love or hate Trump, there are plenty of good Republicans out there. There are plenty of people that are just really, you know, they're apathetic when it comes to politics. And their biggest thing is this. Listen, I have a right to defend myself, my family, and my property. I'm going to take advantage of it to the fullest extent. because it's not something that's granted to you, it's not something that you ask permission for, it's something that you're born with, endowed by your creator. We need to spread freedom, and sometimes you gotta pack some heat. But what's one thing you could do if you don't want to pack heat right now? Or maybe you do and you just want to really, like, you know, stick it to the man, whoever the man is. Well, don't forget, you can always listen to the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn.
And the Self-Defense Radio Network.
And we're everywhere. And if you can't find an app that I just mentioned, you can go ahead and check out every platform imaginable at www.remsorepublic.com. As always, stay good, pack some heat, and be awesome. I'm Remso W. Martinez. Good night, America.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?